The Moses says in Brachas of Chapa Mebeis. Amalei Avinu Rabba. Noshim Brachas Amosim Deraisa Derabanan. The Gemara says, if Noshim, if women are chayiv in Brachas Amosim and benching, is that Mederaisa or Mederabanan? What's the Shaila? So Rashi explains, because the Pasuk that teaches us the chayiv of Brachas Amosim, stated in Pasuk, V'yachalta v'savata y'rachta Shem alekecha, as a main, the Gemara is sad to say that the only ones that are mechuyiv in Birchas Hamazon Midaraisa are the ones that Eretz Yisrael was in schach to him, to them. The way the pasuk says, with benching also, al haaretz hatayv shenasan lach. The main of the Gemara wants to say, it's sad that maybe the chiyuv Birchas Hamazon is only to anashim, to men, because we know the Eretz Yisrael was in schach to only to men, not to anashim. Rashi, Bavan Zakasha, Vimishim Blay Slavchad. We find in the Torah there were some women that also got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but not Slavchad. So Rashi explains Poshit, they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael Mitzar Atzman, they got a chelik Avim him did not lose. Shehoyim Yetzim Mitzrayim. They just Yashin, chelik Avim. Slavchad was the one only person that was Yetzim Mitzrayim that didn't have any sons, so that's why his daughter's Yashin. But we see that women didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. As a man, the Gemara wants to say that they're not chayiv in Birchas Hamazon Midaraisa. What's the other tzad? If the pasuk says that Birchas Hamazon is totally in Haaretz HaTeva Shenasan Lach, what's the other tzad? Why should women be chayiv in Birchas Hamazon Midaraisa? Rashi doesn't explain. Meduch Sich, as Develt learns, that the other tzad would be Nashim also have a chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was given to Gantz Klal Yisrael. It was Nischalik Lefida Anashim. It wasn't Nischalik Lefida Nekevis. It was Nischalik Lefida Anashim. But Gemay said, so was given to Gans Klai Yisrael. And every Isha got a Chelk in Yisrael through her husband or through her father. As a Minga, they also passed on women this Indian of Al Arts Atev Shin Nasan Lach. A Minga, that's the sad that Nashim should be Chayiv Midarais also.
What's Al Arts Atev Shin Nasan Lach? Is it Chayiv?
Well,
because they can't say,
those Islam can't say. It could be both, but it seems the pasuk is toiling as ever said. It's toiling of the chapter of the Shema Kecha. Al
Haaretz. If you skip those words, you're not getting the
benefit.
Yeah,
so they can't say.
Where the words came from, I don't know, but that word, if you don't say it, is ma'am.
Okay, but could they still be machuiv even though they can't say it? Maybe they still could be machuiv even though they can't say it? Was it? So they won't be able to say it, but
they still...
Where's
the
chiyuv coming from? But the
Pasuk...
The chiyuv is coming out of Chatam Zavata.
So maybe the Chatam Zavata is only... If you go together, oh, it's a Torah. It's the Pasuk.
Rashi just says, why would be the Rabbanan? The Chesiv, Arutz HaTeva Shenasalach. Arutz HaNitlung in the Kevus of Schalik. This was Rashi. Rashi is saying that the Torah is Torah, the mitzvah, V'chat V'svat V'rachta, in Chalukas Arutz. So mainly this is sad to say, it's only to those that the Chalukas Arutz was given to them. That's the Gemara Shaila. Yes, very
clear.
Right.
Well,
like,
because
he
can't say it.
Okay, but so, I guess there's no exist custom over there to be told. There's a Pasha of Kriya. There's a Pasha of Kriya, and they can't say the Pasha of Kriya, but they could bring it. But by Bechas Muslim, so we have the Gemara of Shailah, the Chayim Midaris Midaban. So the Gemara says, the Main Nafkamina, what would be a practical Nafkamina? The Gemara says, Nafkamina, Nafuki Rabbi Nechavasan. If an Isha could be Moitzi an Ish, if you say an Isha is Chayim Midaris, then she could be Moitzi an Ish because the Muslims Chayv Deraisa. But if you say Nisha is only Chayv Midarabanan, then she cannot be Moitzi an Ish who's Chayv Deraisa. Because a person who's Chayv Midarabanan cannot be Moitzi someone who's Chayv Deraisa. The one of them is enough for Dovah Pashit. The one says a Klal. The Gemara's question is, Koshin Mechuyiv Dovah ain't Moitzi Sarah Midarabanan. Anyone who's not Mechuyiv in a Zach cannot be Moitzi someone else. This is the Gemara's Klal over here. What's Peshat in this Gemara? We know the Gemara says in Sukkah, that how you always might see someone, you might see someone you didn't shemei ka'ayna. When he hears it, it's as if he said it. One way to be yetzer brachas and all these mitzvahs and bechas amazin is bediba. Another way is shemei. If you hear it, it's as if you said it. But we see from this gemara that shemei ka'ayna is not just hearing the words. Shemei ka'ayna means you have to hear the words from someone that's mechuy b'dava. If you hear bechas amazin, if you hear the bracha from someone's mechuy in the bracha, then you could be yetzer. But if someone's not mechuyiv in the bracha, then you cannot be yetzer. And even if someone's mechuyiv in the bracha midrabanan, you cannot be yitzah the achiyah deraisa. Because a person's mechuyev in a bracha deraisa, he has to hear a bracha deraisa. Even though he hears the same words, but if he hears a bracha derabanan, he's not yitzah. Okay. That's the chiyah what this gemara is saying. So, effectu asha kasha, the stius of this mefesh gemara vaita daf memches. The gemara vaita daf memches says that if some that mederaisa to be chayv in bechaz mozun, you have to eat kedei svia. As I've lost in a pasuk, yachalta svata virachta. Only if you eat kedei svia, you chayv. But the gemara says, but eat only kezayis, which is not kedei svia, not enough to fill someone up. If the person eats kezayis, he's mechuyv to bench only midrabanan. Chazal masak mederaisa yipata, because the pasuk says only bechalta svata yachayv. But midrabanan they mechayv bechaz mozun even if you eat a kezayis. So the Gemara says, if someone eats a kezayis, he's chayv midrabanan. He could be might see someone else who ate kedei svia is chayv deraisa. So from that gemara, you see that even though someone's chayv midrabanan, he could be might see someone deraisa. Here the Gemara says, if an ish is chayv midrabanan, she cannot be maitzinish who's chayv deraisa. What's the chilek? So Emphad the Rosh says, but you have to understand the Gemara Vaita. What's the reason why when someone eats a kezayis, he could be maitzi someone, if someone's only chayv midrabanan in Bechus Muslim, why can he be maitzi someone who's chayv deraisa? What's the reason? So like the Rosh, the reason is, he doesn't mention, but the Gemara in Saita that the Chan Zayin, the reason is, midin avis, midin ko yisrael evim zangazeh. In the beginning of Klai Yisrael, they wish to put Gantz Klai Yisrael on Hagrizim HaEvil, and they wish to make a halacha of Kol Yisrael Evim Zengazeh. Every Yid is responsible for every other Yid. This meant in Alson, Ruchnis, and Gashmi, so Yid is Echroi, he's responsible, and Oreb, like a cosigner, he has Avis, he's Mechuyiv, to take care of the next person. And that goes on Mitzvahs also. Not only are you Mechuyiv to make sure you're Mekayim all the Mitzvahs, you're Mechuyiv to make sure that every single other Yid is also Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. As a mingla, when you see another year that's mechuyev in bechas a mozem at the raisa, it becomes your achrayis also. You have to help him. You have to make sure.
Go eat.
Go eat.
Go eat more.
I guess it's not.
It's a responsibility. No?
What if there's no food? So maybe zechtims is not always possible. Ma'isa midin koyisoy. As Rosh explains, that's how it works. When you see someone else chayiv, really in lamdas it should be the only way you could be might see someone midin shemei kaina is if you were chayiv yourself midirai. He has to hear a bracha deraisa to be his chiyah deraisa. So how can he be yitz his chiyah deraisa without hearing a bracha deraisa? Teretz is you also mechuyev deraisa. You mechuyev midin avis. You also, as a mingle, that's how it works. You always might see someone midin avis. The Rishonim all asked if that's how it works, we can be might see someone who's chayiv deraisa midin koyso even zangazeh. Why do you have to even need a kezayis? The Gemara's mashma that only if you're at least chayv midrabanan, then you can make some of the raisa. But the Rosh is asking that shouldn't work at all, and the Rosh is coming onto a teretz that it works with the novice. I bizoy, what do you even need exayis for?
The Rosh
does say it should work, right? And he writes, so the Rosh explains that midrabanan. That's midrabanan. Like you were saying, go eat something. The banan war masakin, you have to eat at least exayis, but they weren't masakin that you have to eat kedei svia. Also, the kedei svia, you don't have to eat. But that much you do have to. But on other bichas and mitzvahs, for example, you wouldn't have to eat anything. You could taka make a bichas and mitzvah, if someone else, whatever reason, let's say Rahman Salon, someone is sick, he can't make a bracha, and you want to help him, you can make the bracha for him. You could be yitzish and make aina. And even after the Gemara's lashon in Rosh Hashanah, the Chavtes is af b'shiyotza maitzi. Even if you were yitz already, you're not mechuyev in the bracha anymore. If you were still mechuyev in the bracha to kishayif or any other bracha, of course you can make the bracha. You might see someone that works. That works very easily. Shemei kainah, because he's saying.
Takes
effect even if he can do it. You're still responsible to help. You since you're responsible to help him, you could do it for him.
The question is that the guy is
going to
end up not benching.
The Rosh says
that?
I think you were reading that into the words. We said, everyone's mechuyev to help him.
No,
but
this is
the
last sentence, last line.
That's right. Right. So it sounds like. only he would be left with an aveya. He wouldn't do it at all. But I believe the halacha is even if he can bench, and for whatever reason you want to be mitzvah, you can. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but al-gabonim, that's how it works. It works with din avos. Oh, so let's continue the rush. So let's go back to our Gemara. Is it an avos that you could be mitzvah someone even though you're not mechuyev mideraisa? Why in our Gemara the Chacham Beis, why can the isha who's not chayav the raisa, why can't she be mitzvah an ish? So for the rush, Rosh Hashan is. Aber Isha ene bechal ha'avis. That's just a chiddush. Isha is not bechal ha'avis. L'chach ene metziya l'misha chiyuvim midabanan. Therefore, she can't be mitzi someone, only someone that's mechuyiv like her. Like another lady, another woman who's chayiv midabanan. There's no avis by an Isha. That's the chiddush what the Rosh is saying. To be mitzi a cotton to be mitzi a gadol? A cotton also in chiddush doesn't have an avis. He's a cotton. Okay, so the Dogam of Vava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is printed the Hagayis Dogam of Vava, which is from the Nevi Behuda. Nevi is Hagayis. The Dogam of Vava learns the Rosh Kipshutai. That the Rosh is saying this Chiddush that there's no Avis by Nisha. Okay, when the Eibishta made Avis, he made Avis between all the men, not on the women. And the Dogam of Vava declares. The Rosh is talking about that Isha has no din avis to be might see a man. How about Faket? What?
An Isha
wouldn't need avis because Isha, if you're equal footing, you don't need avis. And Isha can make the bracha shemekaina. She's mochiv in the bracha same as the. So he actually claims the other way. He said, "What you see from this Rosh is that there's no din avis from an Isha to a man. Women are not responsible for men's mitzvahs." Every man is responsible for every other man's mitzvahs, but women are not responsible for men's mitzvahs. That's why there's this Gemara. That's why an Isha cannot be mitzi an Ish. What about Faket? What about an Ish to be mitzi an Isha? Is an Ish responsible for women? Is he responsible for all, every Isha should be mekayim her mitzvahs? Does he have a dinavis? That he said, that's a tzarchim by the Dogma Vava. Because that you don't see in the Rosh. And your Shayanga is also not Shayanga. That he doesn't even clear. But Nechaya, maybe Isha would have a dinavis for other Nashim. Let's say a case where a man was Yates already. And you want to come with us. No. So Chumra, you should be Machme, the Dogma Vava says, that maybe the Rosh means that also. The Rosh definitely is saying, according to Dogma Vava, the Rosh definitely is saying there's no din avis from an Isha to an Ish. An Isha cannot be Maisi an Ish, me din avis. But he says it's not clear, what about an Ish to an Isha? Is there a din avis from an Ish to an Isha? I said, we should be machmi and say that according to the Rosh, there's no din avos at all by Nashim. And Ish cannot be mitzvah Nisha either by avos. And he wants to say, an interesting practical halacha would be, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kiddush, so in Reish Ayin Alef, the Magen Avraham says a Kiddush. The halacha is, one of the mitzvahs of Daraisa is Kiddush. Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Kiddush and Shabbos is Midaraisa. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Zochos Yom HaShabbos HaKadshay. That's a mitzvah Saseh, that you have to remember Shabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? By making Kiddush. That misses mitzvah deraisa, but the Magen Avraham says a chiddush. The nearly, this is his own chiddush. The nearly that betfilin lo yetz mideraisa. Mideraisa, you don't have to make kiddush al kais. It's also it's a Gemara Nazi. It's all shayla if kiddush al kais is deraisa or not. The Gemara brings a pasuk sochri al yayin. Is that an asmacht or not? Or the whole nusach of kiddush that we say by kiddush, but is different than tefila. But the Magen Avraham says a chiddush when you daven ma'ev, you yitz a kiddush midraisa. Because already in ma'ev, you mention Shabbos. The whole mitzvah deraisa is zochos yom haShabbos haKadshei. You have to mention Shabbos. So you daven ma'ev, you said the bracha mekadesh haShabbos. So like someone said, you said ve'ichul, you said the pesukim ve'ichul. You mention Shabbos. Once you mention Shabbos and tefillin, you yitz already midraisa. So zok the Magen Avraham, if we yitz a kiddush deraisa in davening ma'ev, why do we make kiddush again when we come home? That's midrabanan. Midrabanan masak in the whole nusach that we have in kiddush. That's also the Magen Avraham passing. That's also midrabanan. The only reason we make kiddush again is to be yisim midrabanan. What would be if a man, most men daven ma'ariv before kiddush, they come home, and what if the wife did not daven ma'ariv yet? It'll come out that the man's only mechuyev in kiddush midrabanan. The wife is mechuyev in kiddush midraisa. So how could the man be mitzi the wife is mechuyev in kiddush deraisa? You need avos. You have to come onto the din of kol yisro even zang azeh. Whenever someone's not mechuyev their isa, the only way he's mighty someone, the Rosh explains is me din avos. But if of a tiny dogma vava, the Rosh is saying that there's no din avos by an isha. And we were clarifying, does it work both ways? Does it mean that there's no din avos for an isha and isha also, and you have to be machmir and learn the Rosh that way? That there's no din avos there either. Tiny dogma vava that yitaka cannot be mighty a woman in kiddush. In such a case, so thank the Mavava that the right way to do it is make sure the wife daven ma'ariv also. If the wife daven ma'ariv also before kiddush, then she's only mechuyev midrabanan. So then you don't need avos. So the man comes home, he makes kiddush only mechuyev midrabanan, and if the wife is mechuyev midrabanan, it's very easy. It works without avos. We're gonna get that. But Dagum doesn't say that. Dagum Vava says make sure the wife davens ma'ariv. As I say in Dagum Vava, and I tell this to the Beisi. I ask them, what's the most important feeling of the week? If you're gonna daven one time this week, which one should it be? You would think they know women daven more shachas and milcha more than ma'ariv for some reason. Feeling savas ashus. They're more than, but I always say, if you can daven one tefillah, make sure you daven ma'ariv, because you should be yotze kiddush d'orais according to Dagum Avava. Dagum Avava says, if you don't daven ma'ariv, you have a problem with how you yotze kiddush. Tefillah d'orais every day, okay, but that's some place can say that for tefillah d'orais, especially for noshim, the yotze with moedani. To be yotze the mitzvah tefillah d'orais, you have to say one tefillah a day, say moedani, yotze already. Others tain on that. The tefillah d'orais is really three parts. It's shevach. You have to say the divrei shevach to mention. You have to say haidah al ava. You have to be maidan something ava, and you have to have a kasha asid. In our Shemoneh Esrei, we have all three. We have divrei shevach, we have haidah maidim, and we also have bakashas. And Shabbos is bissel shver. We don't say bakashas. So really, we have tefillah d'orais and Shabbos. I was always wondering, but okay. But akoponim, they can be yotze tefillah other ways. Abba Leil Shabbos is a very important ma'ariv according to the Dagum Avava. Kedei to be yitz mitzvah say of kiddush.
You
can make bakashas for ruchnius, but what if you don't? In the nusach tefillah, we don't really have it too much. Simshon, that seems to be that's the bakasha right there. More on ruchnius bakasha. Ah, so that's how we yitz it. Akoponim, this is the Dagum Avava shita. The Kvege and the Shuvah, the end of Siman Zion, he wants to ding zich on this Dagma Vava. He wants to say, the whole Dagma Vava is geboit of this Rosh. The Rosh is the Kasha, what's the difference between, how come an Isha is chayven, according to the Tzad, an Isha is chayven bechas a Muslim medabonon, the Gemara says she cannot be moitzi, an Isha is chayven bechas a Muslim deraisa. In fact, the Rosh Akasha, why is this different than every man who's chayiv in Bechus Mazim Midabana, he eats a Gezayis? He could be might see another man who's chayiv in Midaraisa, who eats Gedei Sviya. So the Rosh answers that every ish that's chayiv in Bechus Mazim Midabana could be might see another ish who's chayiv in Midaraisa, Midin Abbas, Koy Soyim Zamazet. But the Rosh says that is, Avol Isha, Eine Bechal Abbas. So the Dogma of Avon learned this Rosh Kapshutai, that it means that the Din of Abbas does not apply to Nashim. Avos was given to men, not to women. Kierkegaard says it's not pshat the Rosh. He says avada avos was given to nashim the same as anashim. Avada everyone's mechuyev and everyone else is mitzvah. Say anashim, say nashim. We're mechuyev to make sure every isha is mekayim all the mitzvahs. We're mechuyev to be masada, to masada schools for them, whatever people to teach them. We're mechuyev to reachrei on women also. Time to kivega. The Rosh is saying something else. The Rosh is saying, b'chal different svar. The Rosh is saying that the din of avos only applies to someone who's in the pasha, someone who's b'chal that pasha in the Torah. According to this side of the Gemara, that nashim are not b'chal in the pasha of yichaltes avot v'rachta shem lekecha or etz tovah shenasan lach. The women are b'chal not in the pasha benching. That's why there's no din avos. But if women would be in the pasha, rather there would be a din avos. Here the way he goes to the Rosh, he goes to the Rosh completely different. He goes, the reason why there's no avos by an isha by bechus hamazon is because if you hold bechus that nashim are part of bechus hamazon midaraisa, that means nashim are not in this pasha. And if nashim are not, anyone who's not in a pasha, an ish also, and this will mashal according to Bikvega, would come out. Let's say it's a mitzvah for a kohen, mitzvah zakuna to say bechus kohenim. There's no din avos on that. There's no din avos for a zar for Yisrael to help a kohen do his mitzvah bechus kayanim or do his other mitzvahs. That's what the Kiv Egon learns. There's no din avos and someone who's bechal in the pasha. So it's a special svar by Bechas Amazin. By Kiddush, that women are in the pasha of Kiddush, avad is a din avos. So even if the ish was yetzer ready midiraisa, he has avos to be to help a lady, an isha, be yetzer her mitzvah of Kiddush. You hear? The same.
Right,
and they're only doing it. They're only doing it for themselves. Yes. They're only doing it for themselves. And Chami, so how does that work? So how does that work? How the Yetzir Tchiyah Shecha? I guess. What are they trying to be Yetzir? They're not Mukhiv anyway. They're trying to machtis themselves in the midst of like an ish. So Benegir, what they're trying to machtis themselves in the midst of like an ish, there will be avos for that. We'll treat them like an ish.
But are they in the parasha? No. Every mitzvah says my grandmother.
If they're potter, they're mufka from them entirely. So why are they doing it? They're only doing it because according to some rishonim, machlekes rishonim, if you can make a bracha on that, some rishonim hold that they can be machnas themselves in the mitzvah. They're not mechuyev, but they can be machnas. They can put themselves in the mitzvah like an ish. So they put themselves in the mitzvah like an ish, and mainly you'll have benegei that looking at it that way, they'll be avos. Okay, that's how it works. So according to Bikariga, it's not shver, this whole problem. If an isha did not say mayriv yet, then she's mechuyev midiraisa, there will be a din koyisoyim mazon. There will be an avos because the only time there's no avos is on benching on bechas amazon. Something that isha is not in the pasha. She's not in the pasha of the Torah's mechayev bechas amazon midiraisa. That is no din avos. That's why she cannot be made sinish. So it comes out. We have a very interesting machlokes dogma of Avva and the Kivya. Pasha had to read the words of the Rosh. Again, we'll say the, if he wants to look in the Rosh inside, the Rosh says Ishleima the loy dami. He explains that Ish is chayiv midin koyisoyev mzelazeh. Aber Isha ain't a bechlal ho avis. Lachach ain't a metziyin a misha chayiv midabonan. Isha is not bechlal ho avis. So the dogma then says the hay is a little bit mashmag the Kivya. If it would say, a little bit dictic, if the Rosh would say, Avil Isha in the Bechal Avis, Isha is not Bechal Avis without the hay idea, then you would say, it's a colonius to get in. Isha is not in the Klal of Avis, the way the Dogam of Avis understood it. But the Rosh says, but the hay idea, hay idea means a specific din of Avis. Avil Isha ain't the Bechal Ho Avis, but Isha is not in the Klal of this Avis. Of the Avis, meaning this Avis. And Zakhtar Kivik doesn't mean she's not Bechal Avis at all. The Din of Koyisoyev Mzangzeh goes on Isha also. Just in this Avis, they're not Bechal. Why? Because they're not in the Pasha, Bechas Amazin. So that would be the Nafkamina. The Kivik brings a Raya to the way he understands the Rosh from Pereshigma Megillah that you test. The Gemara says in Megillah that a Cheresh Hamadav Venishemeya. A cheresh who could speak, but can't be shmei, cannot be moitzi some of Mikra Megillah. So what's pshat in the Gemara? It doesn't mean that because he's not a badass, a cheresh which is medaber who can't speak is a badass. He's a badass, and he can speak. He could say it, and we could hear his laming. Let's take a lane beautifully. Let's say he lanes the Megillah beautifully. Why can't we be it? What? Right. Yeah, right. Someone wants to say, but he can't. Right. That's how he knows how to speak. He knows how to speak. He cannot be moitzi someone. So Pshan the Gemara is because today to be Yetzir the Megillah, it's not enough for yourself. It's not enough to learn the Megillah yourself. The Gemara says that's to be Adshe Shmiel Oznai. He has to hear it. The person learns the Megillah very low and he doesn't hear himself, he's not Yetzir. Zakhtar B'Kivega, that's Pshan the Gemara. When this Cheresh, as loud as he learns, he's not going to hear it. As a Megillah, he cannot be Yetzir the Megillah. So someone that cannot be Yetzir the Megillah, he cannot be mighty somebody else. So you see this yisoid. Avada cheresh medavin shemei is b'chal avos. He's definitely in the pasha of kol yisoid mzangazeh. But since he's not in the pasha of mikra megillah, since he cannot be yitzah, he cannot be mighty somebody else. As a man, that's the way, where we get this yisoid. B'kirega says that's the way he learns the rush. We see that this gemara is the way the B'kirega is learning the rush. That someone who's not in the pasha cannot be mighty somebody else. And it's really a bigger chiddush because you would think a cheresh medav v'ene shemeya is in the pasha. He is in the pasha. He's mechuyev in the megillah. He just has a practical problem, a technical problem. He can't do it. He's an einus. So you see even a bigger chiddush. You see someone that's an einus and has a technical problem and can't and cannot do it, he also is mufka from avos. If he can't do it in a practical application, he's not considered in the pasha of the schiyah because we pass einus. Even if it's because of an einus, a technical problem, he cannot be might see somebody else. Mark upon him, this is the way the way the Kiregan learned in the Rush. He says it's a raya, not like the dog of Mavavas Pshat in the Rush. So somebody asked, what's the raya, not like the dog of Mavava? Maybe both halachas are true. Maybe, first of all, someone who's not in the pasture, like a Cher Shemadabi and Shemeya by Mikra Megillah, maybe he has no dinavis. And maybe we have another klal also that Noshim never have a dinavis. All you see from that Gemara is one halacha. How do you see not the other way? But I think Pasha B'Kivega means, since it's Mukhuch from the Gemara, this Yisoid, that someone who's on the Pasha doesn't have Avos, is a meaning that you have, there's no reason to learn in the Rush differently. The Rush's whole Raya was from this Kasha. Why are Anashim not able to be Maitzi Anashim in Bechas Amazin? So from that Kasha, the Rush's Mechadish, these words, Ava Ishein B'Chacho Avos. But in the Rush, all you have to learn is this Yisoid that we see in the Gemara Megillah. Is a meaning that you don't have a Raya to the Dogma of Avos then.
Why do you want to say Anashim?
What?
The Gemara wants to tell you that, you know,
you're
the Gemara
Torah, but
the Noshim
can't
be Maitzi,
and Noshim, and
why do you
want to
say that?
The
Noshim would be
able
to.
Why do you want to give a case of Cheshon Zavin Shemeya?
Why do you want to say Noshim?
Uh-huh. Noshim is actually another Gemara in Sukkah, the famous Bahag, that it's a Zilzel for Noshim to be Maitzi and Noshim. But the nice thing brings this case, Cheshon Zavin Shemeya. That's great. Then the Kivega brings another raya, which is a chere gor b'feish raya, not like dogam of ava. The Gemara says in Baruch Hashem Ches, the ma'isav Yanai Malka Malka sakichu rifta adadi. Yanai, the melech and his wife, the Malka, they ate, and after they ate, Yanai said, "Who's going to bench for us?" That was the day that Yanai killed out all Chachmei Yisrael. There's a Rashi killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. Whole ma'is the Gemara in Kedushin that they want the pasul and the kahuna. And he went and he killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. But after he did that, he realized who's going to bench for me. Because Yanai was a big Amaretz. He didn't know how to bench. Every time he ate, he had to call in somebody to bench for him. And today, he realized, hey, he just killed out everyone. Who's going to bench for him? So the Malka told him, if I bring you someone to bench, make a shvu, you're not going to kill him. Because she hid away somebody. She hid away her brother. Her brother was Shimon ben Shetach. And she hid him away, and she made Yanai make a shvu that he won't kill him. Yanai made a shvu, fine, I won't kill him, bring him out. They brought out Shimon ben Shetach. And the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, he drank a kais yayin, a whole ma'isa, but he didn't eat. And he went and he benched for them. He was ma'isi them in Bechas Amazon. The Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach did his own shita. Shimon ben Shetach held that you could bench for somebody without eating at all. And really, we paskin, if you want to be ma'isi someone that's mechayim deraisa, at least you have to eat a kazayis. So Shimon ben Shetach, the Gemara said, did wrong according to Rabbanan shita, that you have to eat at least a kazayis. About Gaponim, you see from the Gemara that for sure, if he would have eaten the kazayis, Shimon ben Shetach was able to be Maitzi and Isha. He was Maitzi Yanai's wife, the Malka. So you see, not like the Dagum of Avas suffix that what Dagum of Avas wants to say, there's no Avas by an Isha. You see, an Ish is able to be Maitzi and Isha, even though the Ish is not Mechuyev, and the Isha Ekadei Sviya. The Isha is Mechuyev Midiraisa, and Shimon ben Shetach was Maitzi her Bechas Amazin. How was Shimon ben Shetach Maitzi Bechas Amazin if he wasn't Mechuyev? So this is a kasha on the dogma of Ava. So the Hagoyas from the Pshleima Ega on the Kivega, on Shus Kivega, and the Pshleima Ega, Kivega's son, wanted the answer for the dogma of Ava. And maybe that Gemara is different. Because in that Gemara, Shimon ben Shetach was Mechuyev to bench to be Moitzi Yanai. The Zichu was a din Avis to be Moitzi Yanai, which is a Zavia, tiny little Shem Ego, was a Zavia Chiyu Deraisa. So Shem Ben Shetach did have a Chiyu Deraisa to be Moitzi Yanai. The Meila, since he was getting up and benching mid Deraisa to be Moitzi Yanai, the Meila, the Ishu was able to listen to that because it wasn't Deraisa and be Yitzum, he didn't Shemei Kalina without Avis. She doesn't need Avis because he benched mid Deraisa. That's his Chab. So what's Chab of Kivega? What was the Kivega's Raya? So I think the Kivega held that even if Shimon ben Shetach is mechuyev midin avos and deraisa, but he wasn't mechuyev midin bechas amoz and deraisa. To be yitzah without avos, just to be yitzah shemei kainah, you have to hear the brach you mechuyev in. You mechuyev in this bracha v'chalta v'svatei rachta. You mechuyev, the Torah said someone that eats has to bench midraisa. And that the Isha wasn't hearing. She wasn't hearing someone that was benching midraisa because of a chiyev deraisa of benching. She was hearing a chiyev deraisa of avas. Shleimeg wants to say the dogma of Avah holds that's enough. As long as you're hearing a chiyev bechas mazon deraisa of koyso erim zangazeh, that's enough to be yetsam yidin shemekarin without avos. So the Ferega came and zogin, Ferega holds you have to hear mamish. If you're not going to have avos and you want to be yetsam shemekarin, you have to hear mamish the bracha yimachuyevin. You have to hear someone make the bracha yimachuyevin. You like? You don't like?
Okay.
Why can't we might see a woman if she's in the pasha of Avis?
For a man to be once a woman, it sounds like you're saying
both
of them have to be.
If you're not going to hear the bracha that you're mechuyev, if someone's chayav the raisa and he makes a bracha, someone else chayav the raisa could hear it and be yitza because he heard the bracha is mechuyev and shemei kain is yitza. But if he's listening to a bracha that the person's making that's not chayav to make the bracha, that's not shemei kain because you're not hearing the same bracha.
You're saying kashan dog because.
Right. That's what he knows the rush. That's what he reads in the rush. Right. So how else was according to Kivega, there isn't a novice by Nashim. So and Kivega brings a raya from Shem ben Shetach, how is he might see Nisha?
If Reuven is most in Leia, why is it a right? Leia's shy from Arabs. Reuven has been shy from Arabs.
What Arvus has to go to the person
being moitzi,
not the person saying?
Well, both you have to be an Ariv on
him. Saying Arvus goes both ways.
Right.
It doesn't only go for you to be moitzi someone else. It goes to be moitzi the person. Both have to be equal. Arvus is both ways. That's well, I can be moitzi you.
Just one.
Arvus means each one.
Oh, that's a man.
He's responsible for each other.
Well, that's the moment of suffering, because really all you see from even the way he goes the rush, all you see in the rush is that Isha has no abbas for a man. Dogma of Klaz is a work the other way, that Isha have no abbas on Isha. He says you have to be machmir in that.
Okay,
just to end off, the mice comes out again. This practical shayla that the Dogma Bava brings up: if men daven ma'ariv and shul, and they yitzah kiddush deraisa according to Magen Avraham, and now they come home, the only mechuyev in kiddush rabbanan, how would they might see their wife who's chayev in kiddush deraisa? So the Dogma Bava says that you have to make sure the wife davens ma'ariv first. The Kivega is chayav. The Kivega runs the whole halacha differently. There is the navis. You can be might see anisha, even though you're chayev in the bonan, you can be might see anisha with the navis on hechiyah deraisa. But if you want to be machmei the Dogma Bava, the way he runs the rush, that there's no dinavis, you have to make sure that the wife davens ma'ariv first. So nice. What's pshat in the veld? The veld's not so machmei on this. So like someone said, one eitzah could be there's a kivega someplace else. A goyis kivega wants to say on this Magen Avraham that says that the yitzah kiddush deraisa with tefila. So kivega wants to say it's lav after tefila. It's the same thing if you say good Shabbos. The Hopshan Magen Avraham is all you have to be zochus yom Shabbos zakatsha. You just have to mention Shabbos. So you say good Shabbos, you mention Shabbos. You yitzah kiddush deraisa by mentioning good Shabbos. As a man, you just make sure the wife, if she didn't have a marriage, at least she says good Shabbos. So I also tell my basi before I say, what's the most important thing of the week for a lady? And Chari was marriage on El Shabbos. They said, what's the most important greeting of the week? When the wife greets her husband, what's the most important greeting? Is it good morning or how was your day? No, the most important greeting would be saying good Shabbos Friday night to make sure that she's ready to kiss the Eisa in order that she should Or whether she should then be able to be Yetz Kiddush Kiddush Rabbanan within Shemei Kaina. There's other tweets also. There's someone at Taina, the Bialoch, I think, speaks about this, that even the Magen Avraham says that Yetz Kiddush Daraisa by Tefillah, we have machoikas poskim how we pass machoikas gemara machoikas how we pass in mitzvah kavana. If you hold mitzvah kavana, most people when they daven mariv they don't have kavana to be yitzhak kiddush. So if you're not mechaven by mariv to be yitzhak kiddush, you take a nefesh yitzhak kiddush. So when you come home, you mechiv kish deraisa. So it's very good. You mechiv kish deraisa, you make sinisha kish deraisa. Unless if they don't have to think, they could be the same thing that you did in Tefillah. There's a chayodim that explains, you know, if a choshes, the Shulchan Aruch means both days. One day in Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah chaskavana. Are people mechavim by kiddush to sit down and think, you know, that I'm going to mekayim mitzvah kiddush there, kiddush of the Torah? But they say in Shem Yichud, people mechavim. So the chayodim says that by most mitzvahs, even without thinking, it's automatically kavana. So it goes, why are you there? What are you doing? Why are you there holding a kais and making kiddush and everyone's standing, everyone's listening, or sitting, lutbaks, whatever they're doing, and doing kiddush? It's automatically on the suit. You're doing it for the mitzvah. So the kavana of mitzvah cheskavana is automatically built in. When you take a little of an esrog, it's automatically built in that, you know, even if you're not thinking, you are doing it for the mitzvah. What else are you doing it for? But over here, when you're davening Ma'ariv, it's not automatically built in that it's mitzvah cheskavan, that's for kiddush faket. I'm davening Ma'ariv to daven, for tefillah. You have to stop and think bepoil that I also want to be mekayim kiddush. As a mingle, most people don't think that. So if you hold mitzvah cheskavan, that would solve the problem also. There's one more, Taina. It's both the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshem, Yeshem, bring both days in Hilchos Krishma, Siman Samach. Do you have to be mechavim before Krishma? I'm going to be mekayim mitzvah Krishma d'Raisa. The Shulchan Aruch means both days over there. No, we should be machmeh. We should be machmeh mitzvah Krishma kavana. We should. To have kavana. To have kavana. To have kavana. There's one more tain on the Dagom of Avah, the Mechus Chinuch. The Mechus Chinuch has a kasha. There's a gemara in Avi Psachim. The Gemara says that for Kish Deraisa, you have to mention Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim. Gemara is a pasuk. And a lot of, we know many mitzvahs of the Torah are all telling Nesis Mitzrayim. This is one of them. Kiddush also, it has to be mentioned Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim. And tying it the Mechus Chinuch, all the places can be in this down. The Rift, the Rosh, no one's chayang on this Gemara. It's a Fesh Halacha. It's a Mela tying it the Mechus Chinuch. How can it's a question of the Magen Avraham, actually. How can the Magen Avraham say that Yetzir Kiddush Deraisa and Tefillah, and davening, we don't mention Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim? So if we don't mention Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim, how could you say you Yetzir? It's a Fesh Gemara that for Kiddush you have to mention Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim. By Kiddush, we do say Zeich Nesis Mitzrayim. So we are Yetzir. You're looking to sit down. Agafanim, according to this, most of the Magen Avraham passes that way, but according to this kasha and the Magen Avraham, we talk about not Yetzir of Kiddush Deraisa by Tefillah, so that also helps the problem. That also solves the problem that you can make Sinisha. It's getting a little late, but they just. Just to be miyashim minig olam, that how according to the there's many truths. Minig olam is I think many women do not daven ma'ariv, and the husbands do. So the husband was yetzir deraisa, and he comes home and he's mitzi and ishes v'chuyim kish deraisa. How does that work? So we're just trying to say different truths. One teretz will be even though there's a Magen Avraham, but there are kashas on it. Another teretz is the isha could be yetzir by saying good Shabbos, and the other teretz is the kivegas chayank on the whole dagam vavah to begin with. Kivegah holds it is the novice. You can't be mitzi and ishim deraisa even though you were yetzir already deraisa. So different. But it is kedai if a person wants to be machmir, like the words of the Dagom of Avah, that Isha should have a ma'ariv before Giddush. That's good. I wanted to say a quote of the Seder that we learned yesterday. This famous kasha. At the end of the Seder, we have the mitzvah. The Eibushter gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah. When the Malchus is Pesal Aska, the mitzvah Mila. The Torah says, Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shon b'moli b'sal lasi. Avram Avinu was 99 years old and he was the kind of mitzvah mila. So, b'vus the kasha, the Gemara says in Yuma that the obvious Avram Avinu was mekayim kor Torah kula. If Avram Avinu was mekayim kor Torah kula his whole life, why was he not mekayim the mitzvah mila? So, one text they want to say is because there's an aveira to be chol v'atzmai. And Azayvi, he didn't have a mitzvah of Mila. When a person has a mitzvah of Mila, there's no issa chaval, no issa of bichayvel. Okay, that's the mitzvah. But if a person has no mitzvah of Mila, he can't be chayvel himself. He can't make a wound in himself. That's why I haven't been able to do it. Oh, but that's really a shvachat heretz, because chayvel, the issa to be chayvel atzmai, avad is not when you're doing something good for yourself. A person is allowed to give himself an injection if it's for his health, even though he might bleed from it. If it's for his own good. So the same thing over here, Avinu, if he was coming to be Mekayim Koto Kuhli, he was coming to do a mitzvah, Mila, that would not be Chayil Batzmai. Oh, so that, yeah, that's one of the best
Tirtzim.
That's one of the best, Tirtzim. Yeah, it's also, there's a Lamdash Tirtz like that, there's no Din Arla to the Tzivik. But my father showed me the other day a Tirtz, a very interesting Tirtz from the Torah, from the Baal Tanya. And the Sefer Torah, I'll say the Pashis, says Al Pi Chassidus, he explains that there's two inyanim of Mila. There's this, the Mila of the Maltim, Maltim is Pesal Aschem, the regular mitzvah of Mila, and there's another mitzvah of Mila, Maltim es Ola Savavchem. The Pasuk says, Maltim es Ola Savavchem, which Peshutta goes less than Lovai. They're just going to take away the Ola of the heart. What does that mean? The Chayim is less than Lovai, will be in my Jager, they're just going to take away the Tintum Alev, they're just going to take away Chayis Diet Sahara. Take away the Olas Alev. B'derech HaKlal, the Ramban explains, it's going on Olas Alev. B'derech HaKlal, most people don't reach this, the Ben Yerin is mashma in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, that people can't reach this Madriga themselves also in this world. But the Pasha means, the Ramban says it goes Olas Alev, this is going to happen. They're just going to take away the Olas Avachem. To a certain extent, take away the Yetzahar. So the Torah says, the Avim Avinu was working, that was one of the few people, or maybe the only one, that worked on himself his whole life to reach this Madriga himself of a Maltim as long as Savavchem, take away the long of his heart. And at that point, also I want to say one more thing. There was this mashma from the Torah that he was asking a different kasha also. Besides the kasha, why didn't Avraham Avinu do the mitzvah before, the way he was Makam Kara Torkunga, why didn't he do it earlier? The kasha is, why did Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give him the tzivui until he was 99 years old? We find that the Eibishter kept most mitzvahs from Matan Torah, but this one mitzvah he gave to Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah. If the Eibishter was giving this mitzvah to Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah, why didn't he give it to him when he was younger? So for these two kashas, the Torah wants to explain that Avraham Avinu was working on his whole life to reach this madriga of Amaltam, it's almost a Vavchem, to take away the Olam from his heart. And he reached this madriga at that point when he was 99. And the moment he reached that madriga, Avraham Avinu wanted to be Makasha, the mitzvah of Mila Lamatim, and the mitzvah of Mila Lamayim. It's called the mitzvah of Mila Beguf and the mitzvah of Mila Belev. He wanted to be Makasha, and Abi Chassid is in it to be Makasha these two mitzvahs together, do them at the exact same moment. And this is the Kasha also. At this moment, when Avraham Avinu reached the Madrega of Matim as Olas Avavchem, that's when the Eibishter told him, also at this time, go be Mal yourself. That's why the Eibishter didn't give him the mitzvah early, because the Eibishter was waiting for the Madrega, he should be Makayim both mitzvahs Berega Achas. Regachas, he was Makayim, both these in the name of Olas Haguf and Olas Alep.